With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Reports say the Biden administration is now sending more weapons and ammo to Israel.
Congressional aides tell AP the Biden administration is sending a new package of arms and ammunition to Israel, more than $1 billion worth, including tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. It would be the first announced arms shipment to Israel since the administration put another on hold earlier this month, consisting of 3,500 bombs. That was paused to keep Israel from using them in its growing offensive in the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah. The White House has come under criticism from both sides of the political spectrum over its military support for Israel's war against Hamas. Some Democrats have pushed President Biden to limit transfers of offensive weapons to pressure Israel to do more to protect Palestinian civilians. Many Republicans condemn any lessening of military backing to Israel. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Florida Highway Patrol arrests the driver of a pickup that crashed into a farm worker bus, killing eight, on charges of driving under the influence, manslaughter. Troopers say Brian McLean Howard faces eight counts of DUI manslaughter for Tuesday morning's crash. Marion County, Florida resident Ashley Smith tells WFTV State Road 40 has become more congested in recent years.
Over the past several years, it's been even worse with everybody moving out here and, people get a little bit anxious with slower traffic, and then they, try to pass, and some people are coming home from work late, and they don't drive the best on this road.
At least 40 were injured. Inflation remains high. It isn't showing any signs of dropping anytime soon. Labor Department reported a 0.5% jump in the producer price index last month. This is SRN News. Some Christians are nervous about artificial intelligence.
In fact, most Americans are nervous about AI, fearing that it will ultimately do more harm than good. But the latest poll released by the American Bible Society finds that believers have a heightened concern about AI and how it will be used. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, "Practicing Christians are more likely to say the bad results of AI will outweigh the good, and the greatest uncertainty is at the intersection of AI and faith." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly vetoes a bill aimed at ensuring that judges order child support payments for unborn babies. Lawmakers can't override Kelly's veto because they adjourned their annual session May 1st. The measure was similar to a Georgia law and bills introduced in at least five other states. Supporters in the Kansas legislature argue they're trying to make sure that the costs associated with the pregnancy are fully covered. This is SRN News. The U.S. government's Highway Safety Agency opens yet another investigation into automated driving systems.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into crashes involving Waymo's self-driving systems. Waymo was once Google's self-driving vehicle unit. The government agency says on its website that it's received 22 reports of Waymo vehicles either crashing or doing something that may have violated traffic laws when the automated driving system was engaged. And it says it's opened at least four investigations of vehicles in the past month. 17 of those incidents were crashes, but no injuries were reported. All companies with self-driving or partially self-driving vehicles are required to report all crashes to the federal government. Donna Water, Washington.
In addition to the crashes, there were also five other reports of possible traffic law violations. More details at SRNnews.com.